It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Our topic for today is Live Selflessly. Our memory verse will be taken from Revelation 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. The 24 elders in heaven made it clear in today's memory verse that we were created to fulfill God's pleasure. When we live for ourselves alone, we negate the purpose of our existence. When a person lives for God, he or she would not abuse any privilege or opportunity. Joseph is a good example of someone who lives for God and his fellow human beings, particularly his brothers. Even though they eventually repaid him with evil, his selfless service made him go to the extra mile to find them and deliver their food to them when he couldn't locate them initially. He could have returned home with the supplies he took with him, but he didn't. You can find the story in Genesis 37:13-28. Joseph's love for God caused him to reject the sexual advances of his master's wife. He could not bear doing anything that will displease God. And this made him say, in Genesis 39 verse 9, there is none greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Furthermore, his love for people made him interpret the dreams of his fellow inmates, which led to him becoming the prime minister of Egypt. When he eventually came into power, he did not consider the hardship he endured due to the cruelty of his brothers when they sold him into slavery. The love of God in him made him realize that his sufferings served a higher purpose for God and humanity. He said in Genesis 50 verse 20, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." Our Father in heaven wants us to live a selfless life so that we can attain the fullness of his purpose for our lives. Those who are selfish shortchange themselves without knowing it. Moses, even though he lived in affluence in Pharaoh's palace, decided to suffer with his brethren, the Israelites, and eventually saved them from bondage by leading them out of Egypt. His selflessness ensured that he fulfilled God's purpose for his life and the nation of Israel at large. Beloved, begin to live beyond yourself, and you'll have the fullness of God's grace to divinely prosper, both spiritually and physically. Prayer point. Father, from today, please help me to live selflessly in Jesus' name.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.